Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne, After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey, everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey, welcome to After Hours here on the Nation. I'm JT, along with Ms. Whippet, Hall of Famer, Brian Lee from BT Lee's Sauces. There's a few new questions. Don't try to recycle the same ones every time you do this. And it's a little shorter this time, but if you're up for it, we'll get going. And I want you to know that these are Leanne approved questions.
Leanne approved. All right.
There's one in particular I like.
Yes. Right. We'll start with that one.
Okay. How do you know the ice one? I like the one
that you like the ice one. That one I just kind of came up off the cuff with the other day. Yeah. You ask him the ice one.
All right. If you're getting ice out of your refrigerator, you know, your dispenser, and invariably a few pieces fall on the floor, are you one to pick them up and throw them in the sink, or do you kick it under the fridge?
Oh, I pick them up and I throw them in my dog bowl.
Oh, you're the second dog person.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Leanne and I have cats, so we don't.
Yeah, we don't do that. I kick.
I kick too. I'm sure there's probably prehistoric looking outlines of ice cubes that melted under the refrigerators, right, or something like that.
I'm sure that's the case.
I'm sure that's the case too. If Leanne, Brian gave you a box with everything you'd lost in your life, what's the first thing that you would reach for?
My mind.
Oh gosh,
my mind.
Is it gone?
There are definitely days where I feel like my mind has just
I get that. Also
reach for time, you know, because I feel like I lose that all the time too, you know.
Yeah, I came up with a saying not long ago, and the lady I work with down the television station, she goes, wow, that's deep. Where'd you read that? I said, I actually made it up. I said, we actually exist between the bookends of time. And I don't know where that came from. It just, once in a while, something intelligent comes out. But I thought about it. I thought, that's really true. We're just kind of there. Anyway, not to get too far down the philosophical road. So here's one that's not too philosophical. What's your favorite lifesaver color?
Oh, can I do winter savers? Can I? The mints?
Whatever you want.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm a mintaholic. I can't be trusted with mints. If you give me like a box of Altoids, any of them, any kind, they're gone. I'll eat them all in the same day.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like will stuff them in my in between my gums like a squirrel. And just
so do you like the winter green, or which one do you like?
I like the winter green. I like the spearmint. Mm-hmm. But I love the cinnamon Altoids. Mm. Are my, because it's not good unless it hurts, right?
Yeah, that hurts.
But if I didn't have to do mint flavored lightsabers, I think it would be watermelon.
Hmm. Okay. All right. What's the oldest item in your refrigerator at home?
It's probably a bottle of R&D sauce that I made like 3 years ago that I haven't had the heart to get rid of yet.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. Truthfully, we got a pretty good churn on our fridge. You know, we clean it out every two, three weeks, it feels like.
Yeah, we do that with ours too for the most part, but there's that one shelf that you keep putting one bottle, some sort of condiment in the back, so you don't really see it all the time.
We got Lazy Susans in our refrigerator.
Yeah.
So we put all the sauces and then we can like spin churn up through them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, my wife also made me get a sauce fridge to get rid of all of the sauces that I normally have and put them out in the garage. Some people have beer fridges. We got a sauce fridge.
I can see that.
Tell me I'm a sauce manufacturer.
When you get in the car or the truck, what's the first song you want to hear on the radio or Sirius XM or whatever you listen to? What's the one song that you want to go? I know it's going to be a good day because, you know, Black Sabbath just came on or whatever.
That's a tough one because my musical pool is deep and varied. I was really into, so I woke up this morning and I had Drive by the Cars in my head, but it was the Deftones cover of it. I don't know if you've heard that one. I tend to wake up with a song every day in my brain rattling around, and that will extrapolate over to more.
Yeah.
I tend to get fixated with a single thing for a little while.
Do you take that as an omen? Like if you're thinking of the song and you get in the car and the song comes on the radio or then you think, man, this is going to be a great day.
I guess it depends on the drivers around me. How about that?
Leanne, do you take it as an omen when you're thinking something and telepathically it comes through the satellite? And you're there and you're thinking, yeah, it just elevates your mood a little bit.
Yeah. Cause I mean, there's so many millions of songs out there. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, that's true.
One thing I don't like is when a song comes on and I'm not that crazy about it, and it just sticks in my head the rest of the day.
What's a group? And I'm going to ask this to both of you, cause I've never asked Leanne this question. What's a group you automatically turn down the volume when you hear it come on?
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys is a good one. That's definitely there. EMF.
Yeah.
You know that, like that song, it goes down every time.
Yeah.
Tends to be Bruce Springsteen. Not a huge Boss fan, actually. I know that that's going to be very unpopular with a lot of my friends, but
mine would be U2.
Okay.
I loved Tom Petty for the first 143,000 times I heard it. Any of his songs.
Right.
In Portland, they seem to play a lot of, they play Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks, like that. And then they jump from there into like Nirvana and Foo Fighters back and forth like that. And then right in the middle, this is my favorite that I have to turn it down. If it's either Boston or Kansas, volume goes down for me, period. Can't do it. And being an old DJ like that, it's like, I can't play that. You know,
dust in the wind.
Yeah. Dust in the wind. I was just thinking, Leanne, you know, for the Beach Boys, they could go, Leanne.
No.
Oh, it's worth a shot. Oh, hold on a second. Jeez. Sorry.
Did you lose your list?
No, I didn't lose my list. My phone was ringing from the radio station. You know, they have a golf tournament coming up. This little sidebar, then we'll get on with this. Called the Pastor's Masters, right? And it's for all the clergy. And it happens to be the station that this show airs on in Portland. This part of the show, though, does not air on that station. So I can say this here. But they wanted me to host a hole for my golf show, Grilling at the Green, right? And I'm like, you sure about that? You know who you're talking to here? You know? The Pastor's Masters, there could be some biblical lightning storm or something on your golf course that day like that. But they were like, no, I've actually done it before, and it's a very fun deal. Brian, what's one thing that you could erase from your past that you'd just like to say it's gone completely? You don't know about it. Nobody knows about it. It just turns into a little blip on the screen.
Well, I started this barbecue sauce company. No, that's a joke. Although there are days where I would I would pass it over for a stick of gum and $20 bill. man, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one. I think I would. I don't think I would change anything, because that's the recipe that's gotten me to where I am.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you really want to get down to like some deep existential stuff. Like, what happens if you remove?
No, we don't. Like, we don't.
No.
Life changing moment, you know?
Right. No, no. Yeah.
That's a deep question.
Yeah. What is your least favorite food to eat?
Avocado.
I'm with you.
Avocado. I love it, but I think I have a mild avocado allergy. It always makes me queasy.
I grew up on a farm. We raise cattle, so I don't do guacamole. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. And I battled guacamole a few times when I first left home in the bars in Arizona, and I lost. I didn't even make a good show of it. I just lost. So I just leave it at that.
It's hard to fight guacamole.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you were talking about heat and golfing and stuff before we started the show. The next day I was out playing golf. It was New Year's Day, and it was like 95 degrees that day on the golf course, and I still had guacamole. So no, it's not a good thing. What's one last question, Brian? What's one thing you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Oh man, I've lived a pretty wild life. Start a line of salad dressings.
I'm going to hold you to spicy Sicilian.
No, we moved into snack food for a hot minute. We did popcorn with all of our spice blends, because that was how we were sampling them when we were going to shows and that kind of stuff. And everyone was like, oh, this is amazing. I want to buy the bag of popcorn. So we did it. We partnered with a guy, Mark from Big Popcorn down in Portland, Tennessee. It's right down the road from us. Makes the best caramel corn I've ever had, by the way, just there. But we found that people started thinking we're a popcorn brand than a sauces and spice blend.
Right.
Brand. But I would love to do peanuts and popcorns again, and pretzels and, you know, all that kind of stuff eventually.
You could do Brian's Cracker Jack.
BT Lee's Gourmet Food.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't really think I have anything that I'd really like to like do. I'd like to go on another cruise.
Well, I'm sure that'll happen. Yeah. Leanne, what do you want to do that you've not done yet besides meet me?
I'll agree with the cruise. I've never been on a cruise.
Oh, you've never been on a cruise?
No, I have not.
Man, the first time I went on a cruise, it was cursed, right? We booked this cruise before the pandemic, 2019, we were going to go, and a hurricane settled over the Bahamas, right where we were. The cruise got canceled 2 days before we were going to embark, right? So they pushed the cruise forward, and then we booked another cruise, and then the pandemic happened. Got canceled again, moved off again. And my wife and I both ended up with COVID, and we were like, now's the best time ever to go for a cruise, because, you know, the immunity and all that jazz. So we ended up, the first cruise I ever took was on a 6,000 passenger boat with 33% capacity. It was the first time Royal Caribbean actually went out. Oh my goodness, so spoiled. We had hot tubs to ourselves for like the whole cruise line. But you don't have to make any decisions. There's no decision paralysis whatsoever. You just got to figure out where you're going to eat, where you're going to go lay in the sun, and what you're going to do that evening. What shows you're going to see. You're going to go to the casino. You're going to just watch some band somewhere. Perfect.
It's nice.
There you
Absolutely
go.
Perfect.
Brian Lee from BT Lee's. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
sure thing.
It.
Absolutely. Thank
you. Appreciate it. It's a 100%. Pleasure to talk to you again. And Ms. Yeah. Whippin, always a pleasure to talk to you, my dear.
You too.
I know. We'll be back next week. Actually, we might not be next week, right? You've got stuff and I got stuff, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that a yes or a
Yeah, I'm doing QVC again.
There you go. She signs autographs every other Thursday in the Tampa Bay airport there. So anyway, thank you all for being with us and listening to this part of the show. So for Leanne and Brian, myself, go out there, take care, have some fun, cook some great food, and remember our motto, turn it, don't burn it. Take care.